All right, welcome back. Joe Beamer in for Tom Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Happy Friday to all, and thank you. You know, Friday's not the easiest day to get calls. I want to thank the last 2 hours. We've had some great calls and some great insight from people who in Amherst are going to see this property tax hike. The opinions on other things. We've been talking about the gas tax break, which is ending in March in Erie County. Again, elections have consequences. And you knew this kind of stuff was going to come out after the election. So you have the gas tax break that's done in March. It was voted down in the legislature 6-5. You have a tax hike in Amherst of 11%. And I was asking, do you think Station 12 is dead before it's even finished? 803-0930, star 930. So those are the topics. And you know how it is when I host. If I mentioned it at all during the show, I'll continue taking calls on it. Before we get to the next topic, and I teased the beginning of the show saying we will eventually get to this. I just didn't want to lead the show off with it because everyone else was talking about it. And I wanted to have time to get some other things out there first. I saw a very disturbing video online today, a man making shrimp in mashed potatoes in the bathroom on an airplane. This is a video going around. I don't know if you saw it. I saw it on Twitter, Facebook. It is a man who gets frozen shrimp and mashed potatoes on the airplane and then uses the, for lack of better word, Tanner, I guess you call it the barf bag. I don't know what else you would call it. To mix the shrimp and mashed potatoes up in, after heating the frozen mashed potatoes, heating them up in the bathroom sink, mixing the mashed potatoes in the bathroom sink of an airplane. There was no, liner or anything. He mixed it up in the sink of the airplane and then put the shrimp and the mashed potatoes in the barf bag and ate it out of the bag. It was, I'm sorry, maybe I'm just too much of a germaphobe. I am not eating anything that touched the sink of an airplane bathroom. I'll go a step further. I'm not eating anything out of something that hit the sink of a hotel bathroom. I saw the video. I should watch videos like that more often. Maybe I'd lose weight. I watched that video and I've been sick to my stomach since I saw it. I wish I hadn't. I wish I had taken the warning on the video. I mean, is social media to that point where you need clicks that bad? You know, I don't have a lot of followers on social media. I wish I had more followers on Twitter. I'm not about to eat shrimp and mashed potatoes out of a airplane bathroom, though, to get more clicks. I guess I'm not that desperate for clicks. I look at the ratings of the station. I got enough people listening to me. I don't need that many clicks on social media. It's just to me. As long as I can keep an audience on the radio, I don't really need the clicks on social media. I'm doing just fine. But since I saw that video, I had to share it with the audience. I can't be the only one that now has this image in my head for at least the rest of the day. All right. So you heard Susan and Brian talk about it. You heard Brian talk about it on BMAZ and Beamer. You heard David talk about it on the David Bellavia show. I mean, I want to talk about it at least for a segment. And it has to do with the news that came out yesterday on Sean McDermott. And he's now addressed it several times. If you've been living under a rock and you don't know what I'm talking about, it came out yesterday. A article written by, of course, I should have probably that ready before I introduce the topic. Tyler Dunn, is it Dunn, Tanner? Tyler Dunn, he released a 14-part story on Sean McDermott. I mean, 20,000 words on Sean McDermott. Again, Brian said it, and I'm going to agree. You know, I know a lot of people are like, oh, it's Super Bowl or bust for the Bills. The Bills, since Sean McDermott has taken over, I mean, forget the comments for a second. We're going to get to that. But the people that, before this came out, were fire Sean McDermott, get rid of Sean McDermott. I mean, these are the best Bills teams that I can remember, right? I don't remember the early 90s, all right? The last time the Bills went to a Super Bowl, I was five. No. Was I even five? Yeah, I was five. So let's just pump the brakes on, he's an awful coach. All right? These are the best Bills teams we've had in a long time. All right? And by the way, what happened to the Sabres when they fired Lindy Ruff? Remember how many people wanted to get rid of Lindy Ruff? How good have the Sabres been since Lindy Ruff's been gone? Just remember. Okay? Oh, Lindy Ruff's got to get out of here. He's an awful coach. Was he? I'd say every coach of the Sabres since Lindy Ruff has been an awful coach. Not Lindy Ruff. But I digress. So, Tyler Dunn, and some people can say that, you know, he's out to get Sean McDermott. That's why he released this when he did. I'm not going to play into that. That's whatever. But obviously, you don't like somebody. It would take a lot for me to release anything with 20,000, you know, a three-part anything on anyone, right? I guess I just don't dislike anyone enough, right? But that's where this came from. So Tyler Dunn released this yesterday, and there were some quotes in it. And the one thing that got everyone's attention was what Sean McDermott said in 2019. And obviously, it went around the league very quickly. And let me give you a little preview. This is what it said. Quote, at St. John Fisher College in Pittsford, New York, McDermott's morning address began innocently enough. He told the entire team they needed to come together. But then sources on hand said he used a strange model. The terrorists on September 11th. He cited the hijackers as a group of people who were all able to get on the same page to orchestrate attacks to perfection. One by one, McDermott started asking specific players in the room, what tactics do you think they used to come together? A young player tried to methodically answer, what do you think their biggest obstacle was? A veteran answered, TSA, which mercifully lightened the mood. So this story comes out, and of course, social media, you know, people are like, oh, he never said that, or he did say that, and people were arguing about what he said. So then yesterday, Sean McDermott addressed those comments, and Tanner, if you could put my boss mix up, here is what Sean McDermott said about those comments, again, from 2019.
I'm going to reference the team meeting that has been brought up. My intent in the meeting that day was to discuss the importance of communication and being on the same page with the team. I regretted mentioning 9/11 in my message that day, and I immediately apologized to the team. Not only was 9/11 a horrific event in our country's history, but a day that I lost a good family friend. And that was it.
Did you have conversations with players after that happened? Was there any, did they come to you about it? How was that received?
Yeah, what happened more than anything was one player didn't seem to, that I didn't make my point clear enough. And so right then and there, I said, we're getting together as a team and we're talking, and I'm gonna address this with everyone. And that was before practice. So I leave the team meeting and an hour. This is a few years ago, so within an hour, and it was actually at the start of practice, I brought everybody together and said this was the goal, this was the intent, and I apologize if anyone whatsoever felt a certain type of way coming out of that meeting, right? That if anyone misinterpreted or didn't understand my message, I apologize. I didn't do a good enough job of communicating clearly the intent of my message, and that was about the importance of communication and that everyone needs to be on the same page, ironically enough. And so that was important to me then, and it still is now.
Did you feel like you were able to clarify that point? Did you feel like there was no maybe hard feelings carried over after you felt like you had clarified it?
That's how I felt, and that's multiple players came up to me, some which said you didn't even have to do that, and others said thank you for doing that. And so, like normally happens, There's some people who feel a certain way and some people who, but even if there was one, and that's where it started. And so as soon as I felt that way, that, hey, you know what, I need to go clear this up. And that's what you do. That's to me how you handle things. And so that's what I did. And I felt that that was important then, as I said, and I still feel like it's important.
Okay, so that's Sean McDermott commenting on the comments he made in 2019 on 9/11. All right, so you heard what Sean McDermott, his apology, and he apologized right after it. Here's what I'm going to say. It was really stupid to say what he said, right? I mean, 9/11 is one of the darkest days of our history. I mean, I don't remember much from middle school. I remember 9/11 like it was yesterday. Okay, and I still get that pain in my gut when I think of that day. It was an awful, awful day. Sean McDermott said something stupid. And you could tell he regretted it immediately. Now, I'm not going to sit here and make an excuse for what Sean McDermott said. And I don't think anyone should. I don't think Sean McDermott's making an excuse for what he said. He knows he screwed up. He knows he said something dumb. But I want to ask everyone in the audience, have you never said something you regretted? Have you never done something you we've all done stuff. We've all said stuff that we've regretted. You know, but in 2023, when everyone on social media, everyone's perfect, right? They obviously didn't listen to the great Hannah Montana when she said nobody's perfect. Everyone on social media thinks they're perfect. Thinks they're, you know what, doesn't stink, okay? So, I mean, social media has ruined so many aspects of life. Social media has ruined sports for me. It's not as fun anymore because we have to look so much past the game. Yes, Sean McDermott said something dumb. He apologized. He should have apologized. Those words shouldn't come out of anybody's mouth, okay? However, have you ever been, and here's another thing that really bothers me, people who've never been in a sports setting, who've never been in a locker room, haven't you ever been in a locker room ready to go out there, right? Your coach is talking about the opponent. You're jacked up. You got the adrenaline running through. You could run through a freaking wall. Sometimes you say something really dumb. You're trying to make a point, and the words that come to mind, you're just yelling, okay? It's happened to all of us. Anyone who's been in a sports setting, anyone who turns on the Bills and gets jacked up watching the Bills ready to go, you say stupid things. Yes, it was dumb. It is inexcusable, in my opinion. But he apologized. I've said things that people will say is inexcusable. I've done dumb stuff. I've done regrettable things. I've said some of the dumbest things a person could say. We all do it. The person who thinks they're better than anyone on social media has said something they regret. The guy who can't get away from his computer because he's blogging all day for the three people that might click the link has said something regrettable. But on social media, you've got all these people. In 2023, all these people who think they're just perfect. Look in the mirror, people. We all make mistakes. We all say something dumb. And I don't doubt that the minute Sean McDermott said those words, he started to regret it. Like, oh, what the hell was I thinking? And that's how you should feel when you say something stupid like that. What the hell was I thinking? But do I think the man should be fired for saying that? No. Do I think he deserves all the criticism? Now, he deserves some criticism, right? And I think he got that in the locker room. But he didn't say that on television to the mass audience. He didn't get in the stadium and get on the mic and say that to the fans in the stadium. The people in that locker room who he felt like he should apologize to because he should have, he did. And you can tell he obviously regrets it. So I want to know from you at 803-0930, star 930. Is this as big a deal as it's being made of? Or is this being, is this at the end of the day a non-story? Again, I'm not making an excuse for what Sean McDermott said. And if I was in that locker room, I would be just a little turned off by what I'm hearing, right? That would, I would cringe if I heard someone say that. He obviously regrets it. And if you could put yourself in a situation like that, where, you know, the first thing you're yelling like, Tanner, let's go. We're going out there. You know, you can put yourself in that situation. You might be able to relate and say, you know what? It's stupid what he said. There's no excuse for what he said. But this man doesn't deserve the whole city, the whole Western New York turning on him. This man doesn't deserve everyone in the NFL criticizing him. He made a mistake. We all make mistakes. We all make more than one mistake. And I guarantee in the year 2023, you probably did something that today you regret. What are your thoughts? 803-0930, start 930, back after this. I mean, it's a true point. Thank you, Tanner. Welcome back. It is Joe Beamer filling in for Tom Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN, taking your calls on Sean McDermott and the comments that came out in a report yesterday. Again, if you're just joining us, if you didn't hear yesterday, Sean McDermott at a training camp team meeting told the entire team they needed to come together. And the model he cited was the hijackers on 9/11, saying that people were able to get on the same page to orchestrate attacks to perfection. Again, stupid, right? I mean, I am not here making an excuse for Sean McDermott. But we've all said stupid things. We've all done and said regrettable things that we wish we could take back. I am just going to believe that in the moment, Sean McDermott was, you know, had the adrenaline going. He's trying to pump his team up. Yeah, it was really stupid. It was really dumb. And I think he knew that right away. He apologized less than an hour later to the people on the team. And, you know, you could tell... I thought yesterday when he was addressing it, you could tell that he was definitely regretful. And again, I don't think something he said in a team meeting, as dumb and stupid as it is, I don't think it's fireable offense. I don't think that he deserves all the criticism of Western New York and the NFL that he's getting. Again, it was something stupid. And, you know, never should have been said, in my opinion, right? I mean, that's stupid. But I've said stupid things. I've said regrettable things. We all have. Even the keyboard warrior on social media who thinks that, you know, they're the most perfect person. As you heard in that bump, nobody's perfect. I don't think Hannah Montana said anything more true than what she said in that song. 803-0930, star 930. Jim is on a cell phone. Jim, what do you think about this whole situation?
First of all, I love your show. You're always great. I love listening to you when you're on. My main point is I don't think the apology was an apology. If you listen to it, it's really sort of one of those non-apologies. Sort of like if I offended anyone, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
So that's my main point.
So addressing more of the people who were offended by it than addressing the statement head on is what you're saying?
I mean, and I like Sean McDermott. That's not the point. I don't think it's fireball either. I agree with you. But if I was his advisor, like a political advisor, I would have said, just go out there, say, I said something really stupid, it was wrong, and I'm really sorry. I think that's the way you should have handled it instead of talking around it.
Yeah, hey, Jim, I appreciate the call, and I appreciate the compliments as well. Hope you have a great weekend. Jim on a cell. I can see where Jim's coming from. But yeah, I agree with what he said there. I don't think it's a fireable offense. And I really don't think he deserves everyone criticizing him, right? I mean, obviously he's had to address his team in 2019 and his team now that these statements are out there. You know, and I also, without take these comments away and let's just focus on Sean McDermott, because Sean McDermott was getting criticism before this these dumb comments came out. I mean, people in Buffalo, they're turning on Sean McDermott. Like, have you guys forgotten what 99 to 2017 was like? These are the best teams I ever remember. I don't remember the early 90s, right? I remember the last home playoff game of the 90s, and I remember the last playoff game in 99. I don't remember the glory days of the early 90s, okay? So for me, these are the best teams I ever remember seeing. So take the comments away for a second. Just results on the field. I think it's ridiculous that people are saying that he needs to be fired. Again, look at the Sabres. Everyone was, Lindy Ruff's got to get out of here. He's stale. He's old. Sabres have not gone to the playoffs since they got rid of Lindy Ruff. They've had some pretty awful coaches since Lindy Ruff. I'm just saying. Now, you throw these comments in there. Yes, you might be disgusted by these comments. Obviously, they're stupid. They never should be said. Is it a fireable offense? 803-0930, star 930. And your thoughts on his apology as Jim addressed it? Are you willing to forgive the coach? Again, I don't think it's the fans' job to forgive it. He didn't say it to us. But I forgive him. You know why? Because I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. And as I keep saying, we've all said regrettable things. I don't care how perfect you play on social media. I don't care that you think on your Blue Sky account that you're this perfect person. You've done and said things that are regrettable. You know it. I know it. So put yourself in the situation. I'm sure Sean McDermott is regretful. I'm sure he's pretty embarrassed that this is out there because it was really dumb to say. Let's go to Kathy in Kenmore. Hey, Kathy, thanks for hanging on.
Hi there. You know, I just turned on and listened to what you had to say, and my husband and I were talking about this last night because we saw the apology. And all I could think of is how many books have been written about Hitler and about how masterful and how brilliant his strategy was. And just all of these, you know, all of these books. And nobody's head is on the platter for using the words like masterful and genius and that type of thing when it comes to strategy. And Hitler was responsible for killing how many millions and millions of people? So, you know, McDermott, you know, probably could have used something different than that, but I certainly don't think that it's a fireable type of comment.
Yeah,
I think that people that are saying that they maybe need to go to a library and see that whole sections of books written by authors and biographers all over the world use those, you know, use Hitler as an example.
Yeah, and those are words you should never use when describing Hitler, Kathy. I think that's a great comparison. I appreciate the call. I mean, she's right. I mean, there are books that talk about. I mean, these documentaries. You ever seen these? There's a channel. I don't know the number. What the station name is, and all it does is run World War II documentaries. That's all it does. And they use words like genius and masterful, and it kind of makes me uncomfortable when they're talking about Hitler. I mean, those are not words that I would describe a man who was responsible for millions of deaths. He was an awful person. Those are the words I used to describe Hitler. Awful, right? Despicable. And I would use the same words for the 9/11 hijackers. They're awful people, despicable people, and it was an awful day in American history. And again, I'm not excusing what Sean McDermott said. He's not excusing what he said. But I will go back to I will repeat myself again, and I know I'll get called out in the text board for repeating myself. Put yourself in a situation. Go back to something you said that was dumb, that was regrettable, that was stupid, and put yourself in the locker room when you got the adrenaline going and you're just yelling dumb stuff to pump people up. Now, again, this isn't what would come to mind for me, but just I'm sure we could talk to a ton of people who have played sports, who have been in the locker room at a tense time, who have been trying to, you know, get people amped up and would not want a word they said out. Again, that's not an excuse for what was said, but I'm sure there are a lot of people who can relate to saying dumb stuff in the situation. Mark's in Cheektowaga. Hey, Mark.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mark. What's your thoughts on this?
I think, and I'm going to be me, we, as you were just saying, we've all woken up the next day after a few too many drinks and went, what did I say? What did I do? This is by no means a fireable offense. I question the timing on it. This is pretty much a 3.5 or 4-year-old speech that he made to the players on the team. Why all of a sudden is this coming to the light of the media? And I think he did the right thing the way he spoke about it, maybe not apologizing or how he put it into words. I just don't want to disavow it because he's a coach of the Bills. You had made a comment earlier or a few minutes ago about, you know, the best that they've ever been, or the best Bills team we've ever seen. I don't use that as an excuse because he's a coach and he's done great. He gets by with it.
No. And just to be clear, Mark, I was saying before these comments were coming out, you had people that were turning on McDermott. And you know, I thought the criticism was unfair. That was before these comments. I don't think...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think performance on the field excuses anything you're saying. I just think in this situation... Yeah, he said something dumb. I don't think it's fireable. I don't think it's excusable. I don't think it's fireable.
Well, it is an excuse. That's why he's getting the attention that he's getting. But at least he's discussing it. I mean, and I was listening to Bellavia this morning, all you guys on BEM. I think this is the one thing we all need to do. Step up, accept for what we did, and apologize, or I don't know the word. I'm at a loss for words on it. And take it like a man, and that's what he did. It's not a fireable offense. We all have done things or said things in the past, or we're probably still going to say things in the future.
Yeah.
Step up and apologize for it and stand like a man.
Mark, I think that was a nice analogy you made. How many times have we woken up after maybe having too much to drink and say, what did I say last night?
Yep.
I think
we
can.
Every weekend. Thank you.
Hey, you too, Mark. Mark and Cheektowaga. 803-0930, *930. We'll spend a few more minutes on this. Again, I'm sorry. That was probably confusing the way I did it. I did not mean that Sean McDermott can say whatever he wants because of the play on the field. If it came across that way, I apologize. That is not what I was saying. What I meant to say was, and I'm sorry if I didn't make it clear, before this article came out, I was upset with people turning on McDermott for the lack of success this season because he has had so many successful seasons, some of the best teams I have seen play in my lifetime for the Buffalo Bills. Okay? That's what I was saying about the criticism before these comments. Now these comments come out. Again, stupid, regrettable, dumb comments that were said by Sean McDermott. I don't think he deserves all the criticism he's getting from Western New York and the NFL, because I think those criticisms that he should be getting are from the locker room, right? The people who were there when he said it. And he apologized to the people that were in the locker room, and he should have. And he should apologize to the team now, and he did. I don't think what he says is excusable, but I don't think it's a fireable offense. I hope that clears up what I said. 803-0930, *930. We're talking about Sean McDermott's comments. We'll take one more call on this. Pat's in Lockport. Pat, your thoughts on it.
Hey, how you doing? Well, my thoughts are, first of all, it must have been a bad news day or something, because you waited 3.5 years to bring this out. Secondly, it was done in a locker room. That really, it's nobody's other business except the teammates and the coaches.
Yep.
So you got some airhead that decided he wanted to ruffle some feathers, so he brings this up. And the other thing is, I just don't feel like it's really that important. It was used as a motivational. Now, is that motivational about 9/11? No. But the core of it was the coordination, the execution, which he was trying to get through for his team. You got to coordinate, you got to execute, and you got to study your opponent. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot more said in that locker room than just, hey, you got to think about the Harris and 9/11 and how they were coordinated. Come on.
Yeah, no.
You know, give me a break. Everybody makes mistakes, you know?
Pat, everyone makes mistakes, and I appreciate the call, Pat, in Lockport. Yes, everyone makes mistakes, and I get the message he was trying to send. You can send that message without bringing up the 9/11 hijackers, right? And like I keep on saying, I don't think what he said is excusable, but I don't think it's a fireable offense. It's regrettable. I have said things that are regrettable. I have said things that I should never have said, right? We all make mistakes. I have done things, I have said things that I regret the minute I say it or the minute I do it, right? We all have. Nobody out there has gone their entire life without doing something or saying something regrettable. But again, it was said to those people in the locker room. He's apologized to the people who are in that locker room. He's apologized to the people who are in the locker room today. He didn't say it to us. He didn't address the media. He didn't address the fans with this dumb comment. So I'm not sure he has to apologize to us. He has to apologize to the people in the locker room, and I know he feels regrettable about it. But again, I as dumb as the comment is, as stupid as the comment is, I don't think it's a fireable offense. So that is that. I know it's been talked about a lot today. I just wanted to give us an hour to discuss an hour and to get my opinions out there. And I will say this one more time. Put yourselves in a situation where you're in a locker room, right? You're just yelling the first thing that comes to mind. You know what I mean? You got the adrenaline going. You're all jacked up, ready to go out in the field. Even practice. You know, I remember, and I was a backup goalie, so it's not like I was there playing every game. But I remember lacrosse. You're in the locker room. You're jacked up. You're punching the locker. You know what I mean? Like, you're ready to go, and you yell some stupid stuff. This was really stupid, yes. But like he said, right away, he knew he said something stupid, and he addressed it with the people in the locker room. And I think that's that, and I think we move on. That's not excusing it. That's not saying it's that's not making an excuse for him. That's just, hey, we've all done and said stupid things. All right, we have 1 hour left. If it's something I brought up in the show, you can call in the 5 o'clock hour. Also, I'm going to throw two more topics at you to end this show. 803-0930, star 930. Also, tell you a little bit about something I've been doing. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. Maybe we'll save it for Monday. Who knows? That's the mystery, because I don't want you to turn off your radio on News Radio 930 WBEN.